Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Omer Amiras and Sheikhiu. Schus for Fuas, Rabbi Avraham Yosef Ben Chana. Rose Victoria Bastihila Rovida. B'sel Shachole Yisrael. Tzvi Ben Yittel. Kushnam B'sel Shachole Yisrael. Moshe Ben Malka. Bracha Batzlacha. Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Esther. Yosef Ezra Ben Esther. Bracha Batzlacha. B'chol Maaseh Yedehem. Continuing our series of Shiurim on the Sefer Morei Nayim of the Holy Menachem Nachum of Chernobyl. Ve'avidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael b'farech b'darshu b'shas b'farech b'pircha. So there's a drasha in Sota Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that they enslaved the Jewish people, but Pircha. What's this Pircha? Menachtim Pasuk, and first we'll proceed with the Pasuk. Ve'yomer Hashem al Moshe, bo al paro kin yachbarati eslibo tzed shulaman shisi ososai. Hashem said to Moshe, go to Paro, come to Paro, because I hardened his heart, in order that I should place my signs, etc. Dinoda, it's well known, and we discussed this in the previous year, from the previous shtickle, Sod Golos Mitzrayim Hu, Ki Adas Hayibu Golos, Shalai Yadu Kalmi Abari Hu Baruch Hu V'Saru V'Saru Aso. The Das was in Golos in Mitzrayim, that was the Golos. It was a cognitive gullus. It was a gullus of the mind, a gullus of perception. Hadas ha'isayibu gullus shalayidu klamei abari baruch hu v'saras. They didn't know about God and His Torah. Ki b'dor ha'mabal amru. Mashakai ki navdenu, which is really a pasuk in Eov. But Morei Nayim is saying that's what they were saying. Who is God that we should serve Him? And they put the Torah kaviyachol in the klipas. Ki ha-Torah v'shalo nitna kodem ha-mabul, because the Torah, even though it wasn't given before the mabul, mikol makom ha-isekam b'zeh ha-olam, it was already in this world. Ki koach ha-pol v'nifal. Because we have a rule that the koach of the poel is in the nifal, which means that when you have a koach that's activating something, it is in what it is activating. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the Torah. So the koach of the Torah is in the world. It's always here. Me'az b'riyas olam koach ha-Torah is in the world. Rak, just, shelo nidnu b'levushim, lefnei matan Torah wasn't given in its levush, kamo achar matan Torah like it was after matan Torah. Shenislab shebelevushim kamo zeh ha-olam. Then the Torah was enclosed with levushim like in this world. In other words, we're mekayim the Torah now in Gashmias, in a concrete physical sense. But vis-a-vis the very reality of the Koach of Torah in the world, there's no difference between after Matan Torah and before Matan Torah. V'yachidei skula shayim mekayim in HaTorah. And therefore, before Matan Torah, before Kabbalah HaTorah, there were special people who were already mekayim the Torah. But they were mekayim the Torah, kamo shiva marom, as it is in Shamayim, without levushim Gashmim, without its physical in clothing. Mach v'shem masig in osim imochim gedolim shayilem, because they were masig the Torah with the great minds that they had. Ad shem masig in es pnim yusa amiti kamo shayisim mikodim shenitna. To the point that they were masig the true pnim yusuf Torah like it was before it was given. Kamo misu shelach v'chanof v'adam rishin shayilom de Torah kanoda. like Mesu Shelach, Chanoch, and Adam, who were Torah learners, as is well known. It's in the Zohar Chadash, Adam Rishon Yada Torah, and he gave it to Shais' son, and then Chanoch, and then Shem. Shem would learn Torah. Says in the Yalkut Shimoni, Mesu Shelach was a tzaddik gamur, and he would learn 900 Sidrei Mishnah. Wow, hard enough to know six. So, they were massing the Torah with their great minds, but the Torah, the higher Torah, the Torah without the Levushim. Dora Mabul Hayurushaim Gedolim. The Dora Mabul, they were great evil people. Ashav Sika was Olam. To the point that through their rishus, they stopped the world, the Nifal world, the world that was created. Imapol Shia Torah. Now, they were mafsik between the world, the Nifal, with the Koach HaPol of Torah. Minabore Baruch Hu, from the Creator. They were mafsik bein Paul and Nifal. Alkein, kishenifsak olam v'tar mishar sham. Alkein charav olam bosuz man v'yamabul. And therefore, when the world stopped, was cut off from its root, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world had no way to continue existing. Alkein charav olam bosuz man v'yamabul. And therefore the world was destroyed at that time and there was a mabul. Because they were mafsik the world from the Sharosh and Chiyus of the world. And where were they mapil the Torah? Where did they lower the Torah to? To the Klipa of Mitzrayim, like it says in Pri Yitzchayim, in Shar Chag HaMatzos and Perek Aleph. So they were mapil the Torah in Klipas Mitzrayim, Alkein Ba'adas Begalus. So now that we're in Mitzrayim, and the Torah Kiviyachol is in the Klipas, so now the Das is in Galus, our cognition is in exile. And this all started in the Dor HaMabul. It was from the Dor HaMabul that the Torah went down to Galus Mitzrayim, to Klipas Mitzrayim. Kanoda Shatori Bechinas Das. As it's well known, that the Torah is Das. Sota Mem Tesamar Alephain Das El Torah. Shinamar Nidmuami below Das. So Das is Torah, and they took this Das of Torah and they put it in the Klipas in the time of the Dor HaMabul. So now our Das, our Torah, is in the Klipas. Okay, Hilts were Yisrael, Eirun, Sinai, that's why the Jewish people had to go down to Egypt. Lahalos is the Torah, Shana, the Klipas, Mitzrayim. To elevate the Torah that fell down into the Klipa of Mitzrayim. So through the Chayt of the Dor HaMabul, the Torah and Das fell down to Klipas, Mitzrayim. And many of you read this Mitzrayim was going down to Egypt and elevating Torah from these impure husks. That's what it says in this famous piece of the Zohar, that the Mitzrayim enslaved the Jewish people, Chomer, that's Kal v'Chomer, Levenin, is Libun Hilchasa, clarifying Halacha. Befarech da Pircha. And when it says Befarech, that's a Pircha, like we saw before, from the Gemara. V'zeo Mamish, and the Biur is, V'zeo Mamish Torah Shaisa Beinayim. So since the Jewish people were in Galus, they took the Torah out of all of its bechinos. What does that mean? He calls it bechinas the Torah, comes from the Gemara Parach Raviami, because all of these things, Chomer, Levenim, Beparech, is bechinas Torah, Torah Shaykh to all of them, Chomer is Kal v'Chomer. Levenim is Libun Hilchasa. Befarech is Pircha. It's making a Pircha, is asking a Kasha. So what they were trying to do in Mitzrayim was take the Torah out of the Galus, because right now the Torah is in the Galus. Torah is in Galus Mitzrayim. That's what it means. What was Vayavi? Do they enslave the Jewish people with Kal V'chomer, with Levenim, with Befarech, Pircha, Liban Hilchasa, Kal V'chomer? Meaning that the Torah, together with the Jewish people, was enslaved in Mitzrayim. And we find the Gemara Parech, Rabbi Ami asks, that's the Pircha. Kol Echad Kefi Pechinas Tishma, Satov Is Latzma, Echad Pechinas HaTorah. Everybody, according to the nature of his soul, the character of his soul, took for himself a bechina of Torah. That's what the Rabbeinu writes in Parashas Bo, Sha'akol b'galus Mitzrayim v'shivudim otzius hadas shi'atar me'agalus v'shivudo b'chomer otzius hakal b'chomer me'agalus. So since they were mishibud, the Das was Meshibbet in Galus, so when they were Meshibbet in Chomer, they took the Kal V'Chomer out of Galus. And all the other Avodas as well. They took these aspects of Torah out of Galus Mitzrayim. And some people, their Bechina was Pircha, asking Kashas. Others is Libun Hilchasa, Bimalab in Halachas. Others is Kal V'Chomer. And that's what the Jewish people were in Galus with, and that's what they took out of Galus with them. And all the other aspects of Torah until they took the letters of Torah out of the klipas of Mitzrayim. And then when they left, they get ready to be makabel the Torah in 3 months. In other words, they were in such deep galus in Mitzrayim. How is it that so quickly, already 3 months later, there's Dani at Arsina? The answer is that was goof their avoda. Their avoda was to take the Torah out of Mitzrayim. They say, "Obayin asked, let's Mitzrayim." This means they emptied out Mitzrayim. Asuakam mitzulah shem badagim. Like this pond without fish. They took out all the Kedusha. They took out all the Torah out of Mitzrayim. All the Torah that was in Klipas Mitzrayim they took out. Perish. You know why you have to come to Kahiro? The man. Osiya Satara. She see. The Kirbo. It's a rechata la los and latsiam. Alkenich barati is libo vein. Osiya Selosh and Osos. What does this mean? You know why I was machped as libo? That he shouldn't take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. Because they're still Elsios HaTorah, they have to take them out. By going to power, you're going to elevate them. So Osiosai means Osios. You got to take the Osios of the Torah. You know why? Again, Boal power, come to power. Why? Key, because Anichbadati as libo. I hardened his heart. You know why I hardened his heart? I need you to go to par and take them out of your heart and his heart. Tell the man, she see also say. The man, for the sake of the osios haTorah, she see also say. I should place my osos, in other words, the osios haTorah. Eilu v'kirba. Because I place these osios haTorah within him, within power, within the galus of Mitzrayim, and you have to come take them out? I place my osos in him. I place the osos of Torah and Galus Mitzrayim, and your job is to take them out. The man she see ososai are not the signs, the wonders, but the letters of Torah. That's what it means. Pircha. Pircha is the Torah. The Torah that's the kashas. The Torah that's within Mitzrayim they have to take out. So after Yitzis Mitzrayim that they took the das out of Galus, there is Galus. Nevertheless, das is not in Galus. In the Tom Gomorrah, I quote from Mitzvah, except for those people making a complete mistake, we deny reality. But the Rav all I mean, we call it Kim Amidus. They don't have a year of disparus, and they don't have Amidus. Koyodish Mitzvah, Sakedis Baruch Shema, Beishlam Das, Kolechad, Fibrinat, Fibrinasa. So in the world, at least in the time of the the Rebbe of Chernobyl, Rebbe Nachum Nochum, the author of Mori Naim. So most people, they believe in the God, they believe in Metzius, just the Midas, Ava, Yira, and Sparas, they're all in Golos. The Midas are in Golos. And as we have Ava, what do we have Ava for? We have Ava's Nefulos, we have Ava for food, we have Ava for sports teams. That's Ava's Nefulos, they're not directed at God. We have Yira, who are we Yira? We're afraid maybe of the, scary guy walking down the street. We're afraid of a nuclear war. We're afraid of all these different things. It's the Yira's Nefulos. Those are in Golos. We should only fear God. Our only true love to be should God, for God and godly things. Sparrows taking glory. Glory in what? So these are all in Golos. Everyone knows there's a Metzius of Hashem. Everyone has that Das. Achamidos mislabshim b'Golos. The Midas are enclosed in Golos. Come on, go on. Abbas Acheros, fears Acheros. We have other loves, other fears. The other Midas as well. We use them against the Ratzon of Hashem. That God gave us these midas just for His avodah. Whenever the Torah tells us in every place, because that's an eitzah on how to take the midas out of Golos. So you remember that Das already went out of Egypt. And we know that there's a God. We know there's Metzius Hashem. So you can also take the midas from the world of Ra and bring them to Tov. And not to use them in any other way other than what is obligated by Das. In order that you remember Kol Yimei Chayecha, Yimei Chayecha Yomim, Kol Yimei Chayecha Leilos. What is Yom? Yom is when you have clarity, when there's a Seichel Boyer. And then, you'll be Po with this Seichel Boyer. By remembering Das. That's Yimei Chayecha Yomim. And when you have clarity, you're going to remember Yitzis Mitzrayim. But even when you have Chashchus, when you have darkness, Kol Yimecha Echad, Kol comes to include the Halelos, all the days of your life, even the nights. So even at night, you remember there's a God, and He can do anything. And the Laila is going to shine for you. It's going to be like day. And you're going to go out of Chashchus, and the Das is going to be Metaken, and then the Midas are going to come to good also. The Chacham Ben Zomar lo pligi. Chacham Ben Zomar aren't arguing. Ben Zomar am al peras. And the Chachamim give an Eitzah of how to redeem yourself for the Klal. That Yimei Chayecha is Olam Hazeh, and Kol Yimei Chayecha is Mosa Mashiach. And that's for the Klal. That's like on a more cosmic scale, not for the Yachid. As we'll see. Yimei Chayecha Olam Hazeh, what does Olam Hazeh mean? In this dark world. When you remember Hashem in this world, you can shine in this world, you can bring the midas to the good. What does it mean, Kol Yimei Chayecha? Kol is a tzaddik. This Kichol B'Shma Bar, as Uncle says, he unites heaven and earth. Because the tzaddik unites from Aratzim V'Gashim Mechina Shemayim. What's low with Mechina Shemayim? With what's in the heavens, what's spiritual. That's the job of the tzaddik. That's kol yemei chayecha loving the will of Mashiach. Because it's known. Ki kol adam ovid abar baruch hu b'emes tzarech lavi b'chinas chelik Mashiach. Everybody has to bring his chelik of Mashiach. Ki no di kedem rashi tevis adam dov Mashiach. Adam is rashi tevis adam aleph david aleph man Mashiach. Every person has a nitzas from Mashiach, a spark of Mashiach. Another man shamash has come with the mission of Hayam Yisrael for the man Tzayfei. But when Ezek Yaakum will call on Hashem Hashem Yisrael for the man Tzayfei and call B'chin Hashem. And Achar Achet. She nismayit kar masa rabin of lakam v'kam and Hashem Yisrael for the man Tzayfei and Mashiach u'gam kein. So now what it says in the Gemara that the Kalm of Adam Rishon was from the beginning of the world to the end of the world, he encompassed the whole world. Meaning, he included in him all the Neshamas from the beginning to end. And then he sinned, and then his kalm became smaller, and a lot of neshamas fell in the klipas. And Mashiach is also including all the Jewish people. B'chinas Mashiach will gam ken, shesuchim Yisrael last kalm shalem kol b'chin osea. So the neshama Mashiach has to include all the Jewish people, and therefore the Jewish people have to make one big kalma. One large statue with all of its aspects. Why should I say Adam Rishon called Miyut, like it was with Adam before the Miyut, before he was made smaller, diminished? Kolayvi Hashem Yisbarach Tzarech Laas Chelik Shavri Yavad Hashem Yisbarach has to elevate his Chelik. Laven Chelik Omer Koyim HaNizkar, to understand what his Chelik is from this comer, from this stature of Mashiach, because we all B'chino Mashiach. Chozad B'chinas Kol. And this is all the b'chin of kol, this aspect of kol. In other words, uniting heaven and earth. Knowing God in all your ways. In other words, serving Hashem even in the gashmis. That's what it means. Kol to be miyachid, shemayim v'aretz. Serving Hashem, making this world himmeldik. Zel, the Havid Mother call Lavid Mosem Mashiach, the Bechinus Chelik Mashiach Shaykh Lo, I de Midas call. That's the Beard of Rechachamim. Lavid Mosem Mashiach. Then I'll call Echel Yisrael, every Jewish person has to be attacking Bechinus Mashiach. And how does he do that? I de Midas call. Call the Havid Mosem Mashiach. You have to find your aspect of Mashiach. So you make Echel Mahazah at the beginning. You have to remember your Das in this world. Bring all your Midas to good. Remember, there's a God, and bring your midas good. And afterwards, it says, "Kol avid mosem Mashiach." That's talking about avodas haklal. That we have to be makariv Mashiach by finding the Mashiach within us, and being miyachid all of our gashmias to Hashem. We talk about chad minayol aman sheyachinu kol minas keres k'moshes zekadam miyutzu klum and Mashiach kon Hashem zuchol b'chinas v'kol Yisrael. And so, to everybody, you have to prepare this stature, like it was before Adam Rishon was made small, and all of the neshamas are going to be included. The law plea. In other words, they're just talking about different things. Ben Azay and Chacham, Ben Zom and Chacham. So I'm going to say a Yachid has to be Matak in this world, the light in the darkness, when you have clear Seichel and not clear Seichel. And Chacham say you have to be Matak in Olam Hazay, in the darkness of this world. And you also have to bring to you Mosem Mashiach by finding your Shtikal Mashiach within you. Okay, Rabbeinu goes on in this shtickle. There's some more. And hopefully we will be able to continue next time. So in the meantime, we definitely got some pearls. Picked up on the way about Galus Mitzrayim. Nefilas Hadas L'toch Mitzrayim. Torah falling into Klipas Mitzrayim and then taking it out. We have a new pshat in Agada. We have a new pshat in Baruch Palakin. A lot of new pshat. We have a new drash in Boa Park in Echbalati asleep with a man, she sees the old side of the Kirbo. And I put the LCS of Torah within him, and therefore your job is to take them out. Mr. Shambli Ned there, we'll hopefully get you next time. Shalom, shalom.